Okay, then we'll talk about tetracyclines, the exact mechanism of why the tetracycline causes the hyperpigmentation is not known, but certain hypotheses or theories have been given. Out of the tetracycline, the most common drug which causes hyperpigmentation is minocycline. Tetracycline induces skin pigmentation less commonly and doxycycline rarely. So most important drug among these is minocycline, which causes hyperpigmentation, which is particularly in inflammatory or the sun exposed zones, and it is believed that the minocycline has a direct effect on the melanocytes, inducing an increased melanin production. Or it may be because the minocycline forms a complexes with melanin and hence become deposited in the skin, nails, internal organs, oral cavity, sclera, conjunctiva, skeleton, cartilage, internal viscera and the body fluids. So depending upon the type of the pigmentation it causes and the mechanism involved, there are four types of the skin pigmentation caused by minocycline: type 1, 2, 3 and 4. So if we talk about the mechanism, then the hyperpigmentation type 1 and 2 are believed to be caused by the formation of complex of minocycline and iron chelating products. The type 3 is believed to be caused by the formation of complex between minocycline and melanin and increased melanization, that is increased melanin synthesis caused by the stimulation of the melanocytes by the minocycline. And type 4, it is either due to the formation of complex of minocycline with melanin or calcium minocycline complex. So depending upon the mechanism, these are the four types of pigmentation caused by minocycline. Then if we talk about the clinical presentation of the minocycline and the sites affected by the minocycline, there are four types of the pigmentation. These are the unique type of pigmentation caused by minocycline. In type 1, there are well circumscribed blue-gray macules located in the areas of acne scars. This is the type 1 type of pigmentation. Type 2 is the pigmentation occurring at the sites of previous inflammation, which are distant from the sites of inflammation or the infection, which are usually the sun exposed sites, that is the shin, ankles, forearms, and it is the type 2. If it is occurring on the vermilion border of the lips, then it is type 4. Type 3 is known as a muddy skin syndrome, because in this the pigmentation is a brown gray type of a discoloration, and it is diffuse symmetrical discoloration with a tendency to photoaggravation. If we talk about the investigations, then we'll do the electron microscopy, which will show electron dense material present in the dermal melanophages, and the X-ray microanalysis will confirm the presence of the iron. For the treatment, if we stop the drug, that is minocycline, then this partial resolution of the pigmentation will occur.